Hey everybody, welcome to the Nerds in Love podcast.
Ooh la la.
With your host, me, Kurt. Happy 2016. Hopefully you got some on New Year's Eve. Bow, chicka bow. With me, as always, is Corey.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Fresh off of watching The Muppets.
It was great.
Speaking of getting some action. And with us, as always, it's I just introduced Corey. It's Carlos.
What the fuck, man?
Okay, I've had a few days off from doing this. Okay, cut me some slack, Carlos.
Just some BS.
If it hit 2016 and all of a sudden you forgot everything that's ever happened in your life, this is the dating advice show.
Great.
Yes, the nerds people at home.
The nerds who need help with their dating life, we're here to help. And, oh boy, do people need some help this week.
A lot of people. Yeah, we got help. A lot of emails about this.
Yeah. A lot of, like, this is like shit I never would have thought we would have gotten emails about, but hey, we did. Let's just dive in. Donnie asks, when you ask a girl out, she says, maybe Saturday or maybe Friday, do you treat it as a yes or a no? I can't stand the maybe, like I'm getting out of bed that day or not. Thoughts?
Girls are fleeky, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have big schedules you need to work through, I guess.
Yeah, they gotta shop, they gotta be hungover, they gotta get abortions.
You gotta spend time on Tinder.
Slumber I literally parties. Said slumber back. Parties. We literally are sending men back by like a couple decades just in the first few minutes of this podcast. No, I think it's true. It's like girls, like I think guys are always going to be different. Like, well, with maybe some exceptions, but guys for the most part, like we make plans and generally we stick to them. It's like girls are just kind of like, we'll see.
They never stop.
Yeah. They just keep on going. Like I'm a planner to the point where I'm like I plan out my naps in the day. I'm like, this is time when I'm gonna have my nap. I think girls are just not like
my
that.
Day planner.
So I get why you're getting frustrated because if she says maybe or whatever, then yeah, you're probably like, oh, well, give me something so I can make my plan. But best thing you can do is just.
The sort of question is that how often is this happening? If he's asking this question, like I almost feel like I want more information. I know
always
I
need more information.
Like I need more info.
We never get enough info.
We never get. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah, like if she's like, every time you ask her out, she's like maybe Saturday or something. Then yeah, eventually you can just.
Oh yeah,
like,
is this
well,
different girls or is this the same girl that you're having trouble with?
I think he means more generally speaking when this happens.
Yeah, that's from the phrase of the question, yes, I'd say in general.
All right. Yeah. Well, then I would just say that, yeah, I mean, this is definitely something that's agitating for sure. So I'm not exactly sure how to solve it, though. I guess, I mean, like, if you're just like, they're like, maybe, and you're just like, well.
You could just be like, hey, I've got a lot of plans that day, so things are going to be a little tight.
Things are going to be a
like,
little tight.
A little tight in the pussy. What I'm saying.
Goddamn it, guys.
2 out of 10, Curtis.
I love how, like, Carlos was subtle with it, and I'm just like, not at all.
In your face!
Trying to go subtle.
Yeah, like you can just be like, hey, I'm meeting a friend in the morning, and I'm also going out for dinner, so I got a tight window, you know, approximately, just so I have something to work off of. I mean, you don't want to be a dick about it. That's the thing with things like this. I feel like people just turn into, like, dicks when they want, like, these kind of answers. And they're just like, well, tell me when. It's like, no, I can't do that. Gotta be a nice person. Decent human being.
So, don't be Curtis.
Oh, no, I'm always nice. I'm way too nice. let's move on to the next question. Unless anyone's got any fleeting thoughts on this. No. All right. Adam says, I have Asperger syndrome, but I'm considered a relatively good-looking guy. is it possible for me to get a girlfriend?
That's one with Asperger's, I'd say yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's possible, sure.
I just feel like the question is phrased weirdly. Like, is it possible? I'm like, yes.
Well, anything's possible. See? It's possible that Snooper is a regular human being, but I don't believe it. Well, just kidding. No, it's like, yeah, it's possible. I think, like, you know, with Asperger's, right, like, it's hard to pick up social cues. Am I wrong in that, or?
No, you are right. I guess it's sort of a problem I answer the question being all like, I mean, yeah, I totally get that, you know, that frustration if it's not something that's been happening for you. Because, I mean, like, that's sort of what I'm going through right now, right? So what I'm going to tell you is that, yes, it is possible. Yes, there are people that are going to be interested. It's just, it's going to be a lot more difficult, obviously, to sort of pick up on those cues.
But I think that's the thing.
Sorry, what?
You got to realize it's your limitation, right? That, like, you may not pick up on those cues. So either you be a little extra diligent in checking for it, or you just be flat out and just be like, hey, by the way, I have Asperger's, so if you want me to make out with you, you have to just tell me or something like that. I don't know.
gotta be very upfront.
Yeah, you know, like, either be caught, like, know that you're able to do it, or even just admit that it's a fault. I mean, either way, yeah. I think it's all about how you handle it. If you properly, or you mishandle it or whatever, then yeah, I'm going to say it's probably, it's possible, but you're also, yeah, going to get frustrated.
I do find it a little bit interesting, though, again, that I'm considered a relatively good-looking guy. I'm like, well,
I thought that part was funny, too.
I was going to say, I'm like, who's telling you this? Because if it's girls telling you this, then they might be trying to tell you something.
It's his mom.
Well, okay. Well,
honey, you're
that,
a good-looking boy.
There's nothing I can do about that.
No.
Well, I think you're
good-looking. Good God, Curtis.
I'm dying over here. I've been sick for a week.
Too much drinking.
Yeah.
That joke's worn thin.
A funny story, just because of the fact that he said drinking. Was it? I know a guy who is 23 years old. He was hospitalized for fucking pancreatitis because he drinks so much.
Damn.
23. I'm like, you're not supposed to get pancreatitis at this age.
I'm like 27. I don't have pancreatitis, so suck it. You guys can't make fun of my drink because apparently I'm fine.
Apparently it's not that bad.
Yeah, apparently. Next question's from Arnold. Now, is it Arnold Schwarzenegger or Arnold from the cartoon? That's what I want to know.
I think it's Hey Arnold, just from the question. Yeah.
I want to like, secretly, while we're answering this, I want to think it's Hey Arnold.
It is Hey Arnold.
Okay, with that in mind, let's read this question. So Hey Arnold asks, I'm 24, never had a girlfriend. I cannot talk to a girl for more than 10 minutes without looking uninterested. I have seen many hot girls hitting on me, but I managed to fuck it up big time every time. I'm terrified because I'm not socially awkward. I have many friends and people in parties generally recognize me. So selectively awkward to girls I like, I suppose. Any of you been through this? Did you manage cross the line? I guess he's saying, did you manage to cross the line? If so, please master, teach me,
train me. I would appreciate it.
Advice from the ladies, welcome to, yeah, I would appreciate it. Which, by the way, you must not listen to this podcast because there's no ladies on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like should we call Anita and be all like, we need lady advice?
I can bring Megan in here, but I don't want to do that. That would be a disaster.
Well, you know, I'll ask her right now. So you two discuss, and I'll get her advice.
Are you actually going to ask your Megan?
Yes.
Okay. I'd ask my Megan, but I think she would just destroy this podcast.
I would ask my Megan, but I don't have a Megan, so.
That's a good point. My answer to this is, maybe if you consider that you're just not into the girls, you know, you say that the girls are into you and you're just a little bit awkward around them, maybe you're just not into them. Like, maybe you're trying hard to, like, dig them, but really deep down you just don't dig them. That's my guess.
I was just sort of just, okay, because there's a couple things in here that I'm just, like, a little bit, like, unsure about. So
the grammar in this is probably killing you right now.
Yeah, well, that's one thing, for sure, is the grammar. I mean, like, I'm all like, what the fuck is going on? But also, okay, so he says that he's not socially awkward, but only around, but he is socially awkward with hot girls that are hitting on him, but, like, a very specific scenario, right? Is that, that's what he's getting across here?
Let's read. Yeah, he says that he's had girls hit on him, and he fucks it up every time because he's terrified, and he's, but he's not socially awkward, he says.
I don't know. I mean, if you have that many hot girls that are supposedly trying to chump you down, I feel like at least one of them would be willing to put up with a little bit of awkwardness. So I'm not sure. I feel like there's something off about this whole scenario. Like there's something that we're not being told, or something that's being fudged. Because it just seems really unlikely that there would be tons of girls trying to get with you, and all of them are immediately turned off by like a small little awkward thing that you do. Like I for sure one of them would be willing to look past it.
I think that he's just not into them. Because you know what? Like, you get that from a lot of guys, right? Like,
I mean, that's also probably true, but he says that, he specifically says girls that I like. So. Yeah.
But again, like, there's, okay, I'm going to try to explain this without sounding like a dumbass. But, you know, there is, like, that feeling like, hey, this is an attractive girl, I should go out with her. And then there's actually your heart saying, or maybe not your heart, or whatever, saying, like, no, this is not the right fit, right? Then, I don't know.
Yeah, I can understand that. Like, being all, like, you're just not personally...
Like, you're not 100% in it, I guess, is really the best way to say it, I guess. What did your Megan say?
Well, she's tabbing it up right now. I'll read it to you guys.
Okay.
Well, it's possible that he becomes so quickly disinterested talking to girls because he's trying to talk to ones who don't have the same interests that interest him. There could be a kind of a disconnect mentally because gender and interest in that he gets along with friends because they share similar ideals and things they find fun. So instead of focusing on trying to get a girl to date you romantically, find one that you could start off just being friends with who enjoys the same things you do that keep you interested.
That was probably the best answer, and it came from
probably that's probably the best. Better than any answer we've ever given.
She knows things. She's not done yet.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
There's more.
But wait! There's more.
God damn, I was about to say that, Carlos. you Canadian lit Latin bastard.
That's racist.
Is he not Canadian
lit? Racist? Hola Espanol.
I don't know. Are Mexicans technically Latins? I thought that was, like, I don't know.
All right, hold on. She finished.
The Latino persuasion.
All right, she finished. Last bit is, and then go from there to add in the romantic parts later. There are girls out there who are more comfortable in a best friend with benefits kind of relationship that can be very stable and secure. And that's it. That's Megan's advice.
My Megan's advice would just be, like, I don't know, just figure out your shit.
Your Megan's advice would be, shut the fuck up, Curtis, do the dishes.
I know.
I hope lady's advice helped you out, Arnold.
Yeah, we have a dishwasher, so I don't have to do dishes.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah, we're
rich motherfuckers. That's over here.
Yeah, we got a fucking dishwasher. We just put in a faucet that has like a little hose attached to it. It's a wonderful thing.
I have that thing!
That's amazing.
It's so great.
So, hey, Arnold, I hope we answered your question. Or, you know, funny enough, Corey's girlfriend answered your question. Okay, next one's from Marianne.
Aww.
Marianne says, my question for y'all is, have any of you ever had to give ultimatum in a relationship where someone has to step up and make a choice between something and losing you? And if so, how did that go for you? Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
To Megan?
Oh, yeah.
Give ultimatums?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of ultimatums?
They're like, no more Chipotle or you lose me forever. It's like, what? Like,
well, the one that's not a joke is like when she stole $5,000 from me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that did happen.
And I told her that if she didn't pay it back, I would never talk to her ever again.
Wait, so why did she steal in the first place?
If she's a terrible person.
No. And yet they're married and together. I want to know more. I need context behind this.
Okay, so.
A weird story.
Basically, what happened was is that she wanted to go to some music concert or festival or something with her friends, but she didn't have the money because she was going to get paid in the middle of the week or something. Like, she was going to get paid in a few weeks, but she needed to get the tickets like ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
So she took the money from my account and she paid for the tickets, not telling me. And then she was going to pay me back, but of course I found out and I was like, the fuck? Then we broke up. And then I realized she said she was going to pay me back. I don't, like, oh, shit. I'm, like, knocking my earbuds out.
Ow.
That's how it goes around here. So there's that. I told her if she didn't pay me back, I wouldn't talk to her ever again. More fun. I'm like, if you don't come over here, you're not having sex for a week. And then she'll be like, stop her dishes, and she'll come over. Or I'll be like, we're going to get blizzards at Dairy Queen. If we don't go now, I'm never going out for the rest of the night. And then she'll be like, all right, let's go to Dairy Queen. I really wear the pants in this relationship, I swear.
Hmm.
But it's all in good fun, you know.
Right, so it was all in good fun.
Yeah, you know, good, like, stealing $5,000, all in good fun. I didn't mean to.
At the time, it was like, you're stealing, and then I was like, oh, you're going to pay me back. Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Some expensive-ass tickets.
No kidding. Yeah, it was. Well, I can't say we're in this kind of situation that Marion's asking about. I mean, the closest I can think of is trying to get one of my ex-girlfriends to shower because she never did.
Corey's basically beating some nasty-ass bitches down in America.
She was nasty, all right? The closest thing she ever had to a bath was going to the beach.
And, like, rolling around in the sand that has, like, shit in it?
Yes, and she expected me to do things with her.
Why were you dating this person?
It was like, my very first girlfriend. That guy was, like, 13. It's like, I was in that stage.
Shower in general. She's like, shower.
You were in the girls that smell like shit face.
Oh my god, that reminds me of, remember Lionhearted when he was asking about this? He's like, hey guys, there's this girl at the gym that I want to date, but she literally smells like she shit herself.
Yeah, I always bug him about that. He always, like, takes pot shots at me, and I'm like, yeah, Lion, go talk to your chicks that shit themselves.
Should be the title for this podcast, Girls That Shit Themselves?
Yeah, I think so.
There we go. Done.
I better write that down.
We definitely, I was going to say, yeah, we definitely need to get Lion on the podcast at some point. That'd be so funny.
I keep saying we do. If he's a little pussy, he doesn't want to come on.
He doesn't want to? You asked him?
Oh, yeah, man. I would love to have him on. You should, like, talk to him. Maybe like
see him on, because he has a new account now, but we're already friends on the site, so maybe I'll send him
a message,
like, hey bud, you want to be on the podcast?
Lately he's been like
as the Punisher on the podcast.
That was amazing.
It's still in like my top 10 CBM articles of all time. I fan cast myself as the goddamn Punisher.
There was one time we were in chat and he's like, can you draw me as a superhero? I'm like, yeah, sure. What do you want your superpower to be? And he's just like, lol, do whatever you want. And I drew just the dumbest ass shit. Like, I literally put in no effort to it, and it was the funniest shit. Yeah, Lion. Literally, man. You gotta, like, date better girls than the girls that shit their pants, man. That's not cool.
What about you, Carl? Thank you for this question.
I don't think I've ever been in this exact scenario where you have ultimatums, and I've also never been in the scenario where you're with a girl that doesn't shower, so I'm going to consider that a plus.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay.
I'm guessing that Megan showers.
Yes. Yes, she showers.
He's like,
plus. Like one of the first things Corey asks her. It's like,
do you see, this is the first thing that Corey asks all girls he dates now. He's like, do you shower? And they're probably all like, what the fuck kind of a question is that? And he's like,
of course I shower.
No, they don't know, man. They don't know. All right.
Well, I'm gonna let them all. I'm gonna let them know.
Oh, this one's a pretty big one.
You want me to read it, Curtis?
You want to?
Sure, I can handle the big one, the big guns.
I wanted to read it.
Well, do you want, you go ahead and read it if you want to, Carlos.
Okay.
Yeah, take turns.
All right, so this question is from Balthazar, who definitely has the best name that we've ever gotten on this podcast in terms of
sounds like he's a king. Questions.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, did you just walk out of the fucking Bible? Like, shit, Balthazar. Anyway, okay, so Balthazar says, okay, so I've been friends with this girl for a while. I've had a thing for her, and then I then told her and asked her if I was wasting my time. She said I was, and she was seeing someone else at the time. She told me we should still be friends. I said I like that. I thought it was going to be a standard friend zone story and just said, whatever, there's other girls. Fast forward to last night. We were in her car after a rehearsal, and she had been talking to me about her not liking this guy because he just wanted sex. We talked about it. We talked about her life, talked about her deep emotions, and she kissed me. She didn't back off and regret it. She kissed me and then smiled and said she was happy this was happening and kissed me again. She then said, now things are going to be awkward, and I did my best to assure her it wasn't because it came naturally and wasn't forced, but I may not have convinced her all the way. Fast forward to today, she's more attentive to things I say and responds to me as fast as she can over text. She's kissed a guy before, and then they both agreed that they weren't anything. I wonder if she feels the same way with me. I don't know what to think. Is she wanting us to not be friends and be something more?
From King Balthazar.
Yes.
From King Balthazar. I think about that little, like, cartoon with the elephant that was the prince or whatever.
Babar!
Babar.
I don't know why, but when I think of Balthazar, I think he's like a fucking king elephant or something.
Yeah. I love how we all do that.
I know. I remember watching that show, and I thought it was the dumbest thing
you've ever seen. Did they have like a hot air balloon that they flew around in? They went on.
I think so. Yes.
Balthazar's like, answer my email, guys. Don't talk about fucking Babar.
We're just talking about goddamn elephants.
Sorry, Balthazar, but yes, it does sound like she wants to be something more.
I'm gonna go with you don't just sit on that, bro. If she's being attentive to the things you're saying, like, you just gotta, like, I would say try to figure out the parameters as fast as possible.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, so are we dating? Let's do this.
Yes, reel it in, buddy.
Don't sit on it.
Just, you gotta be, you know, like somebody who plays baseball, they have the bat, and you go up, and she's going to, like, throw you a ball.
It sounds like a perfect home run. Opportunity to swing, man. Got to go for it.
Yeah. Home run, baby.
Just from, again, just what you said in that, I'm like, there's a very good chance that this is going to go in a good direction, or at least the way you want it to go. So
Megan's like, she just texts me, she goes, what's the episode title this week? And I just told her what it was. She's like, for fuck's sake.
Oh, dear. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, this Carol sounded like a pterodactyl there for a second.
Hey, man, pterodactyls, man. Oh, shit. There's an everything wrong with Marvel's Ant-Man.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I can watch that.
CinemaSins used to be fun. I can't tell.
I never thought they were funny. Okay, but that's the... You know what I hate about them more? It's not the fact they make them. It's like, I don't really care. Like, sometimes they pull out nitpicks. But the problem is that now there's, like, a whole faction of internet users that, like, go by their word as, like, gospel. And they're like, look... CinemaSins pointed out all this nitpicky bullshit, and this means that this movie is bad if you don't agree.
Yeah, despite the fact that the CinemaSins guy doesn't agree with that himself. I mean, hell, he likes movies like Man of Steel. He enjoyed that, but he still wanted to pick at it, but he still liked it. So it's bullshit.
It's how do you live with your life, man? Final email this week is from Amy. Amy wants to know, how do you get someone interested in you to the point where they'll initiate conversation? There's a guy at my college who I like, but he never notices me.
I'm going to go with, why the hell is it a problem if you initiate conversation? Why do you got to be like that? Don't be like that. Don't be that.
Maybe she just wants, like, a dude that's going to, like, get shit done, you know?
I mean, yeah, I can understand that, but I mean, like, if you're focused on one sort of person, like, I know that it's, like, that validation of the person going after you, and some people really want that, but I mean, if you're looking at, like, again, one specific person, and they're not opening up the conversation, but then you should probably do it yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think, too, it's like, if you really want people to, you know, be interested in you or whatever, where they'll initiate conversation, I'm going to, like, adhere to your question, even if it's a little silly. I'm gonna say, like, you gotta, like, do something funky, like wear, like, a different scarf every day or something, you know? Wear, like, a different pair of sunglasses every day, and then people are gonna be like, whoa, you're wearing a different pair of sunglasses,
like, what the fuck is going on?
You mean, yeah, differentiate herself?
Yeah, like, she's, you gotta just stand out, right? Like, come to work with a pig stuffed in your gloves or something, and then just be like, this is my pig, or I don't know, like, you gotta get people's attention, then they're gonna be like, hey, what's up with that?
Yeah, so maybe, like, get a baby iguana and have it perched on your shoulder. That's what I used to have.
Yeah, if you're literally, like, looking for that attention, then that's, yeah, what you do. But
if that's your real end goal, because I'm sticking with your question, like goddamn, like, I'm sticking to it like glue. If that's what you want, then yeah, you just gotta be different. You just gotta look a little different, and, you know, maybe say some crazy shit too. Just be like, hey, ISIS ain't all that bad. People be like, the fuck?
They'll definitely notice you.
Then you'll be like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, what? Apparently Ant-Man is on. Oh.
What?
Full Ant-Man is on YouTube, apparently. It's really weird.
Really?
It probably won't, yeah, last there for long.
Oh, God, no.
Probably not.
Remember one time, what is it, this was back in 2012, when it was like a few days after Avengers came out, and I found a copy of it on YouTube, the full movie. And I was like, oh, I guess if this is here, it's only going to be here for like 20 seconds, so I might as well just watch it now.
Yeah.
Right? And lo and behold, I watched the whole movie, I refreshed the page, and it was gone.
Lost. So that's it for Nerds and Loves. Yeah. Did you enjoy this episode? Let us know. On iTunes, you can give us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, girls that shit their pants, they're pretty gross. 5 out of 5 stars.
Ew.
Be like, I don't know why a lion likes chicks that shit themselves. 5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, in my case, just
like, stop talking shit about me on this podcast. 5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
But just let people know, no, I did not know she was smelly, okay?
How do you not know she's smelly?
Well, I mean, it's the beach. It's where I met her. It's the only one she, like, took things off.
So wait, so you were 13, you just met some random smelly girl at the beach, and you're like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? She's like, all right.
No, she asked me out, actually.
Oh, Corey, fucking just rolling deep over here.
Oh, yeah, rolling deep in stanky-ass water. That's nice.
You're learning so much about Corey.
Hey,
right,
man,
now.
It's literally what was happening.
Oh, also, Megan answered the question, Amy's question. Can I read it out?
Yeah,
sure.
All right. She says, well, with that, you either have to make it obvious, like talking about something you know you shared interest in with someone in front of him and hoping he takes the bait and joins in, or you just have to stop waiting around for him to initiate the conversation and start with him instead, like Carlos said. If, yeah, someone doesn't notice you when you are being obviously interested, they are either very clueless and need big flashing lights on their face, or they are doing it intentionally because they do notice you and are just not interested on their end. And talking to them first might be the only way to find that out for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Some dudes are clueless, bro. So,
yeah,
as I said,
they're like, hey, did you watch the latest Civil War trailer? It looks pretty good. Greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to get a guy to notice you, talk about the fucking Civil War trailer. They'll be all like, oh my god. Or talk about The Force Awakens. Like, really loud.
Everyone's seen The Force Awakens.
Exactly. Even Corey.
Yes.
Yeah, even Corey now.
Saw it with some starving African kids who finally got around to seeing it for the third time.
Exactly what you have to do, okay? You're going to go near that guy, but, like, be talking to, like, a friend of yours, right? Like, again, like, this is the trap, okay? You just start talking about Star Wars, be like, I love that new Star Wars movie, especially that trooper that did the six spin thing with the baton, yell, traitor! All right? He's going to notice you if you specifically talk about the traitor trooper.
Yeah. She apparently has some backstory now or something like that.
Yeah, they actually wrote a full backstory for him because he became an internet meme.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and actually do the six spin, right? Like, actually do the motion with your hands and he'll notice for sure.
Yeah.
And actually, you have to say it with conviction. Traitor! Like, you have to say it like that. Don't just say...
You have to also be like, Captain Phasma was such a wasted character. I hope they really capitalize on her in episode 8.
Because like, then you're going to sound like you really know what you're talking about. And
yeah, be like, oh man, Captain Phasma was totally wasted.
Yes, she was. All right,
that's it. Let's stop talking about Star Wars, for fuck's sakes.
This was us helping one of our people. So it's
yes,
not...
you're providing an example for Amy to go by.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, in that case. Bye, everybody.
Bye.